All right, we are live and in living color. Welcome to another fantastic episode of This Week in Reselling, where we interview special guests each and every week from different parts of life in the reselling world. Here we'll discuss the highs and lows of reselling and dive into great conversation. We are positive that you're going to hear something that's going to help you become a better reseller. I'm your host, Dustin, and I am joined with co-host...
You said me first. You're the host. I'm the host.
I said that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh. Well, I'm your Ray. Host, Dustin. I'm your host, Ray. I'm thinking about you, Dustin. Let's try.
That's nice.
I'm your host, Ray. I know. I'm your host, Ray, and I am joined with my co-host, like always, Dustin. What is going on, my brother?
Hey, guys. I'm Ray. How's it going? Doing good. Oh.
He's not going to let me live that down today.
Not going to.
No.
So. You'll like my tip of the week, too.
Oh, okay. That's good. So, again, I got distracted. Dustin, see, look, I'm telling you, man, I think I got some ADHD going on. So, I'm here with Dustin, and we're here joined by Jen's Multiverse. Jen, how are you doing today? Not Ray or Dustin. Jen is in the building. Good to have you on, Jen. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm going to just call both of you Jen, since this is Jen's Multiverse. So we can just make it easy. Oh. Everybody's Jen tonight. Everybody's Jen.
That's confusing. I'm going to get confused.
That is confusing. How many branches of the multiverse have you interweaved into your life, Jen?
Oh, man. I can't count them right now. I'd have to make a list.
So real quick, since we're talking about the multiverse, which multiverse, fictional multiverse, do you enjoy the most? Are you the Marvel kind of person, or are you like a Rick and Morty kind of person, multiverse? Like, are you like a Inception kind of person, or what kind of multiverse do you enjoy?
So I love Marvel. I love Marvel. And when the MCU, you know, really started expanding after like Iron Man, I was hoping, because I don't read comics, but I know a little bit about comics. And so I was really hoping, because Scarlet Witch is one of my favorite characters. And, you know, she's huge with the whole multiverse and everything. So I was really hoping that it would come. But then it was also around the time like Facebook was changing, you know, like their metaverse and all of that. And I said, you know what, also, I have a lot of different personalities, so it's kind of like a multiverse in my head of personalities. But when it comes to, you know, what overall gave me the real name was Marvel. I love Marvel.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my...
So let's back it up a little bit. Back it up. Beep, beep, beep. What are your personalities here, Jen? Can you name a few? Like, how many... what are we talking, like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde kind of thing? Are we talking like...
A little like, bit, a little less, you know, Mr. Hyde. I don't get usually too angry or, you know, insane kind of a thing. But I mean, personalities like I can be real chilled. I can be funny. I can be a little sassy. I can be a little bit on the angel side. I can be a little bit on the devil side. I can be a little bit male. I can be a little bit female. You know, like I like a lot of things. That may be like the average, typical, stereotype female doesn't enjoy. But then I also really enjoy a lot of those things that, you know, us ladies really enjoy. So it's just that sense of everything, like everything. And some days I could be, you know, just very innocent. Other days I can be, you know, a little bit confusing. Then I can be crazy. And then I can be a little bit like, you know, spicy demon. So it's just a multitude.
You just sound like a normal woman to me. I mean, isn't that like the common denominator?
I'm not too crazy.
Right. Okay. There you go. So what kind of Jennifer are we going to get today?
We don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
We don't know.
Depends where the
hopefully it's a good reselling one, right?
Yes. I'm actually excited. I haven't been on YouTube for reselling in a long time. So my reselling excitement is there. So that's good.
Awesome. Well, before we get into the reselling, Jen, let's say hi to some people in the chat. They're buzzing. They're here for you, or at least one of you, right? We don't know which one. So Let's see here. We have Callie, the reseller Luis, is in the building. Good to see you, Luis. And we have another person that has split personalities. We have Ken SSK Promo, a.k.a. Mr. Bill, a.k.a. Gosh, what's the Lucha Dork? You know, he's got that persona. So we want to say hi to Ken for sure. We have Christopher Nutter is in the building. We have Marie is in the building. We have Glenn the Swamp Picker is in the building. Good to see you, Glenn. Glad you could stop by. One of the OGs. Glenn was like one of the first people that followed us on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
So he's close to our hearts. Glenn is. We have Justin is in the building. We have Alan, one of our friends, a Nashville native here. Alan, good to see you. And we have, what does that say? Inda Saving. Ooh, I like that.
Inda.
She's Inda Saving.
That's cool.
I like that. See, Marisa's has. She said, Marisa, I guess we all have all kinds of multiple personalities.
Yeah.
So,
fun.
I know, right?
It's a lot Jen, funner, especially if you like to talk to yourself. You can have all sorts of conversations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, Jen, for the people that may not know you, you know, we got to know a little bit about you, or at least one of you. Let us know a little more about you, how you got into reselling. You know, you're big on whatnot, so we'll definitely touch on that. And, you know, YouTube and just Poshmark, I think you sell a little bit on there, and then eBay. Yeah. Just tell us a little bit about how you got started into reselling. Was it something maybe your parents got you into, or your brothers and sisters, something you fell into? Give us the, like we're talking Marvel.
Yeah.
Give us your origin story, your how you became it. Jen, the superhero that you are.
So my reselling I found all on my own with, you know, YouTube, the good old original like social media kind of scene. But my mom has always been a huge thrifter. My dad is a huge garage seller and estate seller. So I would always go every now and then, you know, just to find goodies, but not to resell, just like cheap stuff that I liked. But it really, like, I fell into it because I was, I used to weight train, like heavy weightlifter, bodybuild, weight train. And I fluctuated a lot of weight and a lot of sizes. And I was experimenting with a lot of different workout gear, like some expensive stuff that I would buy from overseas, from different countries. So the return process, if it didn't fit, was way too expensive. And I thought, okay, I got to be able to sell this. Like, where can I sell good workout clothing for, like, the best money? Because in my mind, eBay was always everything but clothing, because I did start selling on eBay trading cards, like, back in 2005. But it was just my extras, and it was just auction, and it was just to try to get rid of some bulk stuff. So I never did it as a reselling thing. I never knew about reselling. So when I started looking up, like, you know, where to sell Gymshark and where to sell Alphalete and all these other things, Poshmark, I've seen a bunch of videos on Poshmark, bunch of videos from people pulled up, different Google would recommend, you know, YouTube videos from different people selling active gear on Poshmark. So I learned about Poshmark. And I just put up a few photos, you know, I signed up, I put up a few photos just like on the back of my door with regular yellow lighting, and stuff was selling really quick. And it got me so excited. I was like, this is easy. Like, all I got to do is just hang it up on a door, take a photo, and it's gone. It moves. So from that time, like, I got super hooked. And this was about almost five years ago now. And then I just slowly have been expanding. I was like, well, why not try, you know, eBay, and why not try Mercari, and why not try Depop and Etsy, and then like whatnot came out. So I just have been trying like all sorts of different things. But my main platforms are eBay and whatnot. And I still dabble in Poshmark because it's still successful, but I don't really put too much time into it right now.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Jennifer, do you still bodybuild? Are you still weightlifting? Are you real fit? Like, can you beat Dustin and I up?
I mean, I might be able to, but I'm not like necessarily real fit. So I got scared one day, like walking past in the mirror at the same time some other guy was walking past in the mirror. And I felt like my shoulders and my broadness was bigger than him in the mirror, which when I looked at him, I thought he was pretty big. And then that's when I realized, like, that's totally not the look I'm going for. Like, I didn't want that masculine look. So I, like, it got me super scared, and I immediately pulled back. I immediately pulled back from weightlifting, and I just started. I was like, okay, I got to run. I got to, like, get lean. I got to lose all of this, because I didn't really like it. But I loved the powerful aspect. So that was, like, maybe a year before COVID hit. So I was kind of changing things up, and then COVID hit. And then, like, I wasn't doing anything as far as gym wise. And so now, you know, I'm a little plump, but I'm working on the getting back to the fitness and the strength minus the mass. I don't want the mass anymore.
That nice. That's good. Yeah. Have you tried any kind of, like, martial arts class, like a jiu-jitsu or like a, I feel like you would be really good at that kind of stuff.
I was looking into kickboxing during that kind of year up until I was looking at kickboxing because I thought that would be a lot of fun. I naturally have, like, strong, thick thighs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, man, I could probably, like, power kick good. And I would learn how to, like, move better because I felt like, well, maybe, you know, flexibility would be a better, like, to strengthen my body with just my body weight and to be able to move better. But I haven't really gone back to anything like that, but I think kickboxing would be the only thing. I don't know too much about any type of martial arts. Really.
Martial arts. I know, my wife does, Pilates and she loves it. And she's kind of a stockier, stronger woman. And she says it's one of the hardest things she's ever done. Like she ran track in high school and she says it's tough and you think it's not hard, but it's all like core and.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, have to have core. Yeah, you have to have like a strong core.
Yeah. So maybe cool. Pilates is your thing, you know?
That's cool. Maybe. I've done yoga. I've done a lot of different yoga in between all of that. But I never really tried Pilates other than like one little video here or there. So I might have to give that a try.
Yeah, Ray does a little hot yoga sometimes.
I wish I could. Yeah, man, I need to.
There's also I woke up real yoga. Stiff today.
Could you imagine what's me that? Going into a hot yoga place?
Just we should surly, do it like, and film it, guys. Dustin.
Just like, ain't no way these guys.
That's great
have
content.
Y'all seen? Have y'all watched any naked yoga videos on YouTube?
Oh, well,
can't say that I have, Jen.
I can say that I have.
Is it like one person, multiple people?
It's a whole class. It's a whole class, male and female together. And it, because it's an educational thing for YouTube, they allow it, you know? So you can go and get yourself a nice little peep show time if out. You like.
So, like, there's no, like, blur or...
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Wow. Everybody right now is leaving your show to go watch.
I know. Interesting. That's very interesting. Wow. Okay.
Learned something today.
Yeah, we did. So let's say hi to some more people in the chat. We have our boy TJ Lovelady. Good to see you, TJ. Glad you can stop by. We have Kristen and Rule Squirrel. Good to see you, Kristen. We have Perfectly Blessed. I love that name. Perfectly Blessed.
Yeah.
And we have Mikey Bags of Money is in the building. Good to see you, Mikey. Guys, if you want to hear another amazing episode of This Week in Reselling, we had Mikey on last week, so check that out. We got to know a little bit about how Mikey became reseller, and it has to do with a certain part of his body exploding. And there's my teaser for that, so check that out. Swamp Picker wants to know, Jen, what the name of your Posh store is called.
I think we did. My Poshmark is Jen's Closet Gems. If you followed me or known me on my original journey of YouTube, I was Jen's Closet Gems. But then when I started on Whatnot, I didn't want that because I didn't want closet in there. And I wanted to expand outside of just clothing because I was going to do trading cards. Like that's where, you know, my passion was. So I changed my name to Jen's Multiverse, which I thought was really cool for the YouTube side also, because I planned on doing all sorts of stuff on YouTube versus just reselling. But I kept my Poshmark closet the same because I didn't want it to be really intertwined with my social media side, you know, so much. So I'm Jen's Closet Gems on Poshmark. But it might get changed one day to Jen's Multiverse. I only have like 40 items listed in Poshmark.
That's awesome. We do have Jen's link tree is down in the description below. So if you guys want to catch her on of her reselling platforms, check that out. Her YouTube channel, Instagram. And it looks like people are leaving this and going to go see the yoga, Jen. So
Wait till after the show.
After the show. We have Sandra is in the building. She says, Texas Hill County country lady. Hi, Jen. And we have Chris at Peak is in the building also. We have our favorite Ukrainian son, Paul the Philly Flipper is in the building. My Ukrainian brother. What's up? He says, my favorite people and Dustin. So again, guys, every super chat that we do receive on our channel goes towards Dustin and I purchasing a van for our reselling business. So we do have a little video. So we're going to play that right now. Thank you, Paul, for the it's been a minute. Yeah, guys. So maybe that'll get the wave going, Dustin.
Get it going. We gotta get it going. Yep.
Yeah, we probably just have the front bumper of the van paid for as of right now. So
that'll work.
All right. And Paul, thank you so much for the super chat yet again. We really do appreciate it. And let's see here. We have Ryan Golf Coast Picker is in the building. We have everyone coming in to see Jen. So, Jen, you're bringing in all the heavy hitters today. And I don't know if this is supposed to be a pun, Chris, but he does say naked yoga is hard. So I don't know if that's supposed to be like a pun, right, Dustin?
Capitalized hard.
Ah, there we go. Maybe put like a eggplant emoji on there or something.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Kristen says, I've never done naked yoga, but I have done goat yoga.
I don't know what that is.
You've never seen that where the goats are like on you?
Like standing on your back, right?
Yeah, but that's actually a legit form of yoga. I thought people just did that for like funniness or, you know, videos.
No, it's like a thing.
I think it's a real thing. I think
it just sounds like a privileged person thing to do, doesn't it? Like pay money to have farm animals like climb on you while you're doing an activity.
Mm. That kind of hurts your back, wouldn't it? Like the
they're like baby goats, I believe.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know. I feel like.
Yeah.
Goats would be endangered.
There's a lot of goats. I don't know. That's got to be a lot of overhead. What's that, D?
The goats that fall over, they're great.
Oh, yeah. Like the fanny goats?
Yeah, those are great. I want one.
Let's see here.
My neighbor has goats next door, so maybe I can borrow a goat for yoga.
There you go, Jen.
There we go. Okay.
Look at that.
So it's baby goats. Like, what is that?
Like, really tried that? Do you do that, or did you just try it once?
I've never done it, but Kristen has done it apparently.
Yeah, but I'm curious if she really meant that, or if it was just like a tease.
I think she's really meant it. Privileged person. What are you saying, Ray? I'm just saying privileged people that have. Income to burn on goat yoga, I believe. So I just feel like it would be like a lot of urinating and pooping going on.
Absolutely.
Right?
I think I would be stressed out.
Oh, there's Kevin Hart doing goat yoga right there.
Okay, yeah.
Look at that.
Kevin. So they just stand on... Okay.
That's a downward dog, I believe, Dustin.
Yep.
Downward dog.
Interesting.
Downward
dog. Huh.
We have Landshark's in the building. Good to see you, Landshark. Glad that you can stop by. And hold on here.
It's a picture. Okay.
Hi, everyone. In case you don't, yeah. I'm trying to tell everyone hi, but I don't want to talk over Ray.
No, talk over me as much as you can. We're sorry. I got distracted with the goat yoga. Kristen, we have breaking news. Kristen the Real Squirrel just sent us a picture of the goat yoga.
Okay, there
so
we go.
And guys, the people that are listening to us at home, if you want to join the fun, come over to YouTube and watch the replay so you can see this amazing photo. So
you can
that goat doesn't look like yoga. He's enjoying this very much.
Looks like he's napping.
That goat is disappointed by your performance, Kristen.
Yeah, he's not very pleased here. This goat. That goat's got some long legs.
I'm legit gonna look up, like, is there a place around me that offers goat yoga? Because I'm very curious now.
There's gotta be one here.
And I'll film it. I will film the process, and there you go. That'll be my next video.
Guaranteed there one in Nashville area. Guaranteed.
You live in Texas though, right?
Yeah, so there should be.
Oh yeah. Goats all over the place.
I'm in San Antonio, and I'm like, you know, there's tons of outskirts. I feel like even if there's not goat yoga, I know a few people that have goats, and I could just go and like say, hey, do you think I can borrow a goat?
Can I borrow your goat?
Can I borrow your goat? Yeah. Okay, there we go. Let's move it back into reselling here. So let's make some money. So
reselling goats?
How many goats, Dustin, do you think we need to start a goat yoga business?
10 minimum.
10 minimum? Like a class of 10?
Mm-hmm. Good start.
Like baby goats?
Yeah.
See, do you know anybody? I would say five minimum, because you can kind of pair up, you know, like pair up two people per goat and kind of like take turns. Because I feel like the goat needs a spotter, no?
Could, yeah. Good point.
That's a good point.
No, at least at the beginning, a little less overhead at the beginning, you know. Keep it
work
a little
your
bit
way
low.
Up.
And then once you start making money, you can double up on the goats.
I know where we get some goats too, Ray.
Yeah. I think we got something here. We're going to get this van before
Lebanon,
we know it. We
Lebanon
just stumbled
flea
across.
Market. What are you talking about?
Oh, snap. You're right.
Goats, everything. And we can host a class in my backyard. Plenty of room.
Your neighbor has a goat.
Yeah, but they're adult goats. That ain't going to work.
Oh, that's right.
You got to have baby goats.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like baby goats would be more expensive too.
Ken's saying skip. Let's see here. Landshark is saying, I've learned about Magic the Gathering cards over the last week or so than I've ever wanted to. Oh man, Magic the Gathering is a hard hobby to get into here.
Yeah.
So is there 10 goat yoga in San Antonio list, Jack?
There's a top 10 goat yoga.
10 list. Apparently, I did not know that. But Tracy, thank you for the information. I will be looking up that top 10 and making a decision here shortly on which one I should visit.
Here we go.
Question coming up.
Call it whatever floats your goat. Severe Gatorade in the vending machines.
Gatorade.
Or I goat you, babe.
Or call it.
What are these? I can teach the class. There you go. We got it.
There
we got
you go.
It going on here.
There you go. So, you already have an instructor.
There you go. So, Jen. So you started working out. You needed a place to sell out your workout equipment, workout clothes, and you went to eBay, Poshmark, and it's just grown from there. Now, is this something you're doing full time, part time, just making extra money on the side, you know, supplementing your income, or how is that working out for you?
Reselling is my full time job. I don't work maybe as hard, like do as much as maybe some resellers do, but because I don't have as many responsibilities. But for me, for my income, for my way of life, it supplements my full-time job income. But I don't really do anything else alongside. I mean, of course, like there's like other investments and stocks and crypto and all this other stuff like I dabble with, or, you know, credit card bonuses and things like that to get in mm-hmm. extra money. But those are all like supplemental kind of incomes or things like that. But to mostly make, you know, like pay my bills, yes, it's just reselling. Reselling pays my bills.
There you go. And soon to be a goat yoga entrepreneur.
Yes. Yes. First step is going to a class. Second step is getting with Kristen.
There you go. So Jen, as you may know from you watching the show, we do have a segment on the show called Underrated, Overrated. And we're going to give you 10 different subjects, and you let us know if they're overrated or underrated in your opinion. 5 being reselling related and 5 not being reselling related.
Love it.
So before we get into that, we do want to give a shout out to the sponsor of our show. It's none other than the good people at poppingofftoys.com, one of the best people to purchase Funko Pops from. And we just missed out, Dustin, on the new Dolly Parton Funko. It is currently sold out. So, quick. So I know, right? It just came on sale. But if you guys want to go, anytime you want some Funko related items, go over to poppingofftoys.com, a Nashville business, and if you use the code Nashville Flippers, you're going to receive 10% off. And currently, I don't think they have any goat related Funkos at the moment.
So they got Tom Brady.
They might have Tom Brady on here.
You should get some of those from Thor, Love and Thunder. I think I've seen like those
cloud goats
or whatever.
Yes.
Okay. Nice. That's a good one. Speaking of Tom Brady, Jen, are you a Cowboys fan by chance?
Yes.
Oh, so you got a big game tomorrow against Tom Brady.
Go Cowboys. I know. And it's just luck, right? Like, it's literally just the roll of the dice. And I have to admit, I'm a little bit nervous. I am a little bit nice. So come on. Why does the very first game have to be against Tom Brady? I'm hoping that he's that's it. Like, this is his season. He's not clutch anymore. That's what I'm counting on. I'm counting on he just is going downhill tomorrow.
He might be coming to the Titans. So don't say that. I don't know.
We'll see.
Oh, we'll see what happens. Tracy is saying that Jen is milking goats while doing yoga is better content. So, have you ever had goat's milk before, Jen?
Yes, I'm not a fan.
Pretty good.
I'm not a fan.
I like it.
I can drink it mixed into something. Like, I tried it mixed into smoothies also, and that's all right. But just goat's milk by itself, I'm not a fan.
There you go. See, that's a 2-for-1, Dustin. Goat yoga, we milk the goats, sell the goat milk, make more money that way.
Protein shakes, you can turn it into powder, and then you can sell protein
snap.
Shake powder.
Because they're gonna need protein after the workout.
And then you could have a little setup there of like a joint, you know, like a little joint setup or whatever, where you sell protein after workout shakes, and you sell, you know, different goat
after
products.
The yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, business name, Goated. That's it.
Goated. Goated yoga.
Goated yoga. Wow, that's good. That's actually pretty good.
And then the protein's called Goated, like you said, Dustin.
Yeah, that's
good. Oh my gosh. I love it.
Pat, put that. We need a
patent pending. Who's writing this down for us?
Yeah. Then rub the goat milk lotion on your udders. Okay. Do they make goat lotion?
I mean, you can. There you go. You can be the first one that gets your goat lotion. And you can call it.
We got a whole line of products right now.
We got a whole enterprise here. So, all right. So let's get into overrated, underrated. Dustin. Oh, I'll go first. Number one, Jen, Whatnot.
Underrated. Whatnot. Underrated. I feel like unless you're part of Whatnot, it would be, you know, right on point. But if you're not a part of Whatnot, I feel like it's very underrated.
Okay. Now, what do you sell? What do you sell on there currently? What kind of items do you sell and whatnot?
Mostly right now, I'm like 98%. I do women's clothing.
Women's clothing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so how many shows do you do a week? Like, you try one, maybe two?
No, it kind of depends. Sometimes I'll do one. Sometimes I'll do five. My goal every week is to profit $1,000. So it depends on what it takes me each week. Like, if I do one show and, you know, I make 500 and then the next show I'm 500, then I'm good. I don't really have to do as much and I can do other things. But if I have, you know, the first two shows are a little bit of a struggle, then I'll do more. So I aim more so for making that $1,000 per week. versus committing to certain shows. Now, the only thing that I commit to is like every other Saturday I do a trivia night, and that's like my 100% consistent show. But other than that, I change up my times, I change up my days. I'm just on. I don't schedule out stuff most of the time. I just kind of do a pop-up, so.
Okay. And you said, you know, you talked a little bit earlier about developing a following on Whatnot. So for the people that may not are just starting Whatnot, and they need to, you know, generate a following, develop a following like you have, what are some tips, what are some tricks that you can give the people that are listening, that are watching this, to help gain that following on Whatnot for people that consistently come on and watch you sell stuff? Because you said you go on there five times, you know, you want to, you know, 5 times a week sometimes, mm-hmm. sell $1,000. So I'm sure you're getting the same people coming on.
Yeah. So there's a few things. I don't know that I would pick really one thing major over another. One of the things though that I see a lot of people struggling with is lighting. If they could just get really nice lighting, it would completely change the quality. Because there's so many sellers that have great items and they have a good personality, but they're just using like their room light, or they're using like a cheap little spotlight or something. And people want to see it. Like, that's the thing, right? They want to see it. They want you to talk it up. They want to see how pretty it looks. They want you to try it on, hold it up against you. So the lighting makes a huge difference as far as, I think that's as far as people paying a low price versus people paying a high price. So people are willing to pay more when they can truly see the item well. But it's also saying, like, you have to do shows. Like I said, I'm not consistent on the days, but I am consistent on, I won't do less than 2 shows a week. Less than 2 shows a week is my absolute minimum. Because if you even try to take 1 week off, it sets you back. And you have to, like, kind of start over to get those people. Because people will forget about you quick. They'll forget about you and move on. There's so many other great deals and sellers and stuff to be found. The third thing that I think is pretty important is you have to have some personality. If you don't really have a personality at all, like if you're just kind of like plain, you're probably not going to do well. You either have to be like a smart ass or funny or entertaining or loud or obnoxious or, you know, some sort of personality. It doesn't have to be necessarily a good personality, but you have to have some sort of personality. Because if you just go on, you're like, hi, I'm going to sell this today. Okay, next item. I'm going to sell this today. I mean, it's kind of mean to say, but you can't be boring. If you're boring, then nobody's going to stay in your shows. So those are like the three that I think are the biggest, like right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have like a video or anything on your YouTube channel of your Whatnot, like setup, lights or anything like that currently?
No, what I have, like when I first started Whatnot, I filmed my entire like first week. I filmed my, what I expected, how I did, what I was doing, but all of my videos on Whatnot were geared towards, when I started, I did trading cards. So it's all geared towards trading cards. And now, like about 4 months ago, I completely stopped really doing trading cards and I switched over to the women's clothing category. So since then, I have not done any like updated Whatnot videos, which it's crazy because I've gotten a lot of viewers from YouTube that have found my YouTube videos and come over to my Whatnot shows. Oh wow. So I feel like they're seeing the old stuff. I need to put out some new stuff so that I can be current on my YouTube, and also more people will find me, maybe that pertains to clothing, versus they come in and their name's like Pokemart or Pokemon Fanatic or, you know, and I'm not doing that anymore. They're so like, wait, even what though happened? They're following me.
Yeah.
So I need to put up an updated video. I plan on it. It's just every time like I think I have time to do it, I push it back. So
yeah, I know the feeling. So TJ has a great question. He says, can you use anything other than your phone to run a Whatnot auction?
You can, but you have to start, like you have to have your phone. So your phone has to be like the go live where you stream from. Once you set up your phone and you go live, you can toggle over. Like a lot of people use a lot of different streaming sites and they set up multiple cameras and they'll use their computer and they'll switch from camera to camera, different angles. They'll do screen shares and stuff from, you know, their computer. A lot of people will have their phone, you know, streaming it, and they do everything off of their like tablet or their iPad, and they run the show off of their tablet. But to actually view the show, you really have to use your phone. Also, if you use a computer or anything else that depends solely on your Wi-Fi, the connection is kind of bad and it goes in and out, regardless of how good your Wi-Fi is. If you're not hardwired in, or if you're not using your phone data, the connection is iffy.
Interesting. Huh. Okay. That's good tips right there. So we have Backroad Bitter is in the building. Good to see you. And we have Collins on the Move is also in the building. Good to see you guys. All right. So those are great tips, Jen. And again, if you guys have any kind of questions, I'm sure Jen would love to answer them through whatnot, you know, on Instagram or YouTube or whatnot. So no pun intended. So send her a message. So Dustin, number two.
Number two, the movie Nacho Libre.
Oh man, that's underrated, 100%. Friggin' Nacho! I could quote that movie for days. Jack Black is one of my favorite actors, so I don't care if everybody in the world thinks that movie's overrated. Like, I will fight for that movie. It's so friggin' hilarious. And yeah, people movie. Talk about it enough. Definitely underrated.
Mm-hmm. Underrated. It should have won an Oscar. Jack Black's gonna be playing Bowser in the new Mario movie, so that's gonna be pretty cool.
I was so excited. I heard that, and I was so freaking excited. I think it's gonna be great. Yeah.
Oh yeah. See, get that corn out of my face. It's so many good quotes. Yeah. Nacho Libre.
There's so many.
Great movie. So many to watch that tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Everybody's gonna be looking up naked yoga, goat yoga, and then watching Nacho Libre. That's what we're all doing tonight.
Put it on the list. Yeah. All right, moving on. Number three, here's a good one. Selling trading cards.
So I do this and I like it, but I think it is overrated because anybody and everybody just tries to sell them without knowing a single thing about
That's
it.
That's a great point.
They don't know. They don't understand grading. They don't understand condition. They don't understand the difference in like the sets. And it kind of confuses the market a lot. And then like people want to get into it and they feel like, oh, I saw somebody sell this car for 100. So I'm going to list it. But really their version is only worth like 5. So overrated. I think that's overrated.
That's a great point, Jen. And I know that, you know, Dustin and I, we have, you know, probably the same amount of knowledge, you know, of trading cards like you do, more like Pokemon than like sports cards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we'll go to, I don't know, we'll go to a bin store and someone find a pack of Pokemon cards and we'll look at them and they're like, recently, what was it, maybe a month ago, someone found a booster box of some cards and I looked right at them like, those are fake.
Yeah.
Steel sealed. And they're like, well, how do you know? How do you know they're fake? I'm like, well, the wrapping is way off. The text is off and they haven't been producing that since whatever, you know. So like you said, people just don't know much about them. They think every Charizard card is worth like $1,000, you know. So yeah, that's a great point. I've never really thought about that, but yeah, you're right. Do you still dabble in selling trading cards?
Yeah. I list some stuff on eBay pretty frequently. I list a few cards here and there. I'll do a couple of random pop-up shows on whatnot, doing trading cards, more so to kind of keep that connection, because if I ever want to switch back to the trading card category, but I collect. I mean, I'm a strong collector of Pokemon. I've been collecting, like, since the Japanese original base set Japanese version came out to Japan, because I had a cousin who worked for a company in Japan and would send different promos and artwork and stuff.
Oh, awesome.
So I've been collecting Pokemon cards. I even was collecting Yu-Gi-Oh cards, but I've slowed down with the collection on Yu-Gi-Oh cards a little bit. But I still sell them. It's hard to part sometimes. I only sell, like, if I get one in a better condition, I'll sell my worst condition. Or if I have, you know, like three or four, then maybe I can part with one of them. But other than that, or if I find like really good deals, like sometimes at yard sales, I'll find people with binders of them. And, you know, they don't really know, or they're not sure, or they just have them like in a tin or something. And they're like 25 cents a card. And, you know, there's 200 cards. I'm like, well, I'll give you $10 or something for them. And, you know, so stuff like that, I'll sell. I'll go through it. If I don't need anything or if the condition's kind of rough, then I sell it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I recently found this out, Dustin, and you probably already know this, Jen, but if you purchase a card on Whatnot, there is an option to get it graded off of Whatnot, and the seller sends it to PSA.
Really?
And then when it gets graded, they just send it back.
I have an entire video that just needs to be edited that I can upload of that because I was so freaking excited. So I filmed it. I took screenshots. I took screen shares of, like, you know, the Whatnot employee talking about it. I went into streams and, like, I recorded, you know, somebody doing the process. And then I recorded, like, you know, my whole conversation, everything about it. And I did this, like, right when it was announced, like, 6-7 days ago, maybe. And I just haven't sat down to edit the video. And I'm like, this is a really good video. And it won't be too long either. And I can put it up. Because I think that's so cool. I think that's very
I think cool. It's cool, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's pretty affordable. It's pretty affordable, really.
Yeah, it's, yeah. So I think that's awesome. Let's see here. TJ was saying, Jen helped me identify some fake cards from the bins. And Marie's putting me on blast here. He says, y'all need to put in over or under or Ray can't keep up. I know. I can't keep up. Let's see here. Guys, stay tuned for Jen's graded Whatnot video is coming March 2027. That would be great. That would be a great video. So I just saw that a couple days ago, and you can purchase, you know, Dustin, you can select like economy, you know, bulk or express, and then you pay for it right there on Whatnot, and you don't have to worry about it until it gets sent back to you.
And it's no hassle for the seller, really, either. Yeah. So
I think that's a great I'll have move.
To start getting cards on Whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. TJ was saying, is Yu-Gi-Oh cards still a thing?
Yes. Yu-Gi-Oh is freaking, like, Yu-Gi-Oh is underrated 100%. Yu-Gi-Oh has, like, a strong, hardcore, crazy cult following of people who, yeah, especially, like, for breaks. There's different breaks and stuff depending on packs because they almost always only have one or two chase cards, like, in every single, you know, new set that comes out. And people kind of go crazy opening up trying to get just that one or two card. And so it makes it a little bit more rare. But the vintage Yu-Gi-Oh cards, a lot of those you can get, like, if you get them in first edition and stuff, those can be worth a lot of money. A lot of money.
What are the hot ones? The blue eye dragon, the magician?
Blue eyes, white dragon, the dark magician, and the dark magician girl. If you ever find the dark magician girl in a holo, most of the time that one will be a super quick flip. But there's different versions of the dark magician. There's a lot of different versions. There's some that can, you know, sell for like $5-$15. Then there's others that can sell for hundreds, you know, ungraded, of course, and stuff. But there's like even like a Exodiac, you know, sets where there's like this one Yu-Gi-Oh monster that's like five different pieces and you got to put together.
There's a lot of
cards. Like some of the spell cards are really worth a lot. But yeah, the Blue Eyes White Dragon is the fan favorite, and the Dark Magician and the Dark Magician Girl.
Okay. TJ was asking, what is the best Yu-Gi-Oh card?
There is also, I think it's like Black Labyrinth of Ra, maybe. That might be the name, something like that.
We have Thrift Beast coming in clutch.
Exodia. Thank you, Thrift Beast. Yes. Clutch. Exodia. Yeah.
There you go, guys.
And hello, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, what's up, Chris? So, guys, this is what I'm talking about here. This is probably one of the best podcasts where you're going to get information, entertainment, goat yoga, all in the same place. You know?
It's the multiverse, I'm telling you. We're hopping.
There you
we're
go, Jen. Look at that callback. Look at that callback. All right, moving on. Number four, Dustin.
Overrated, underrated, waking up early.
Overrated. 100% that's overrated.
I attempt to every morning, but
I've been waking up at 6, Dustin. I'm trying to scale it back and move it to 5.
I'm proud of you, but I set my alarm for like 5 and then I wake up at 7. So yeah.
How does that happen?
Just keep snoozing.
Keep
snooze, snooze. By the 10th snooze, I'm good.
I am a night owl with hardly any set schedule when it comes to sleeping. So I just kind of even don't believe in alarms. When you go to sleep, you just wake up when you wake up, unless you have to be somewhere, you know, like I don't have a job or a kid that I got to take to school or, you know, any other responsibilities as far as a scheduled time goes. So I'm like, yeah, I just wake up when I go to bed when I'm sleepy and I wake up when I wake up.
Wow. Look at you. That's amazing. We need to trade places.
Trade,
Jen.
It could be dangerous, places. Though. It could be dangerous. I feel like, you know, having a schedule, a sleep schedule, is probably way better for your body and your mentality. But, you know.
There you go. To each his own, right?
Yeah.
Goat yoga takes off. We can start just doing our own thing.
Oh, yeah. We have not sure. It's Vintage in the building. Good to see you. Glad you can stop by. So,
how are you?
All right. Hashtag no alarms.
No, okay. Yeah.
You ever seen that Seinfeld episode where Kramer just wakes up because he just has the mental alarm in his head?
The mental alarm.
Yeah. I think you can adapt your body to that, but if you need to be up for something specific, it's better to be safe than sorry.
See, TJ saying, Jen is a vibe. I got 6 alarms set and snooze all of them. That's hilarious. Have you seen, there's one alarm, Dustin, where you have to, it's almost like a scale.
I saw one.
And it goes off and you have to get up and you have to stand on the scale and for like a minute for the alarm to go off.
I've never seen that.
Well, I saw a robot one like, that rose around the room, like when it goes off, so that you have to like get up and try to find it, whatever.
Chase it.
Really?
Yes. Turn it off. Yes. I don't know where I saw this at. It might have been like,
wow,
Instagram.
That's a good one.
Like could be fake. Yeah. I kind of want this.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You can always attach your alarm to like, you know, your Roomba or something.
Yeah. Or attach it to your dog. I could attach it to my dog or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where they're at.
There you go. Gimmick alarms, Bolo. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Moving on, Dustin. Number 5, Poshmark. Overrated or underrated, Jen?
I'm really split with that one because I think it depends on if you're like you're new or over. For me, at this point in time, I would say that it's overrated. Because once you hit that plateau of being an experienced seller, you just know that eBay is just the best. But if you're new to reselling, I feel like Poshmark is extremely underrated because it's like the best thing to get started with and to slowly like grow because their shipping is so easy. Their format, their fees are straightforward. You know exactly how much the fees are. You don't got to figure out anything. They do a lot of the work for you. But for me currently, I'm like, yeah, it's kind of overrated right now.
Okay. All right. That's good. They're doing the Posh Live stuff. What do you think about that?
I have not even applied to sell there. To me, I'm like, well, Whatnot kind of has it down. They have it down. Like, of course, they're updating and stuff like that. But why? Like, I'm not going to go to the generic version when I started with the brand name. And the brand name is excelling for me. And I've already invested almost a year with them. And I'm doing very well. Why would I start over?
That's a great point.
And plus, like, I've seen some shows on Poshmark that they allow different versions of shows. Which, if you see Whatnot can be a little bit raunchy and a little bit unprofessional, yes. But on Poshmark, there's this thing where people do silent auctions. And they literally just have a black screen and they just run their items. So you don't even show it or anything. And a lot of people are starting to do that. And I just don't understand, like, why that's a thing.
Interesting. Okay. I've never heard about that. Yeah. Well, that's a great point that you made, Jen. Why would you do the generic version if you got the name brand version already down, right?
Yeah.
Why would you want to drink
fake
Mountain Dew when you can just drink real Mountain Dew? What's a fake Mountain Dew called?
Like, why would you want to drink Coke? Or cola when you can drink Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
What is the fake Mountain
Dew? What's a fake Mountain Dew called? Like Mountain Crisp or something? I don't know.
I know the Dr. Pepper is Dr. Thunder.
Dr. Thunder.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go. So put down generic Mountain Dews.
I need to know the name of that.
Yeah. I'm curious now. So, all right, moving on. Number six.
Number six, chicken wings.
Those have to be underrated. Those have to be. I think a lot of people are scared of them because they're so tiny and small. I love chicken wings. I could eat wings almost every day. You know, if I was fine with being completely obese, I would eat them every day. But they're fun. I feel like it's a fun food. You can eat them as a meal. You can eat them as an appetizer. You can eat them, you know, with company out to dinner. You can order them and eat them at home. You can make them yourselves. Mm-hmm. You can barbecue them. You can oven them. You can fry them. I mean, am I the only one who just like really has a passion for chicken wings?
I love chicken wings too. I think the people at Wingstop know me. Yeah, double dip. Yeah.
I used to work at Wingstop. I did work at Wingstop for a little while. Until I realized that I was eating wings every single time that I worked, and I was like, okay, I gotta stop this.
There you go. Mountain Showers. That's a creative name for a fake Mountain Dew. We have Roman. Anytime Picker is in the building, good to see you, Roman. What's glad up, you can Roman? Stop by. He says, Jen, that Spider-Man behind you is flying right at you.
Yeah.
Did you draw that? It's just like a poster?
Yeah, it's a poster. It's a poster. Okay. It's just like a little pop art kind of.
Okay, I like that. That's cool. Yeah. So speaking of chicken wings, so tomorrow on our reselling draft Mondays, we were going to be drafting appetizers. So stay tuned for that show. It's going to be on Paul the Philly Flippers channel.
Bloomin' Onion number one.
Bloomin' Onion number one, Dustin? I need
to get invited to one of those when it involves food.
Food? Okay.
I'll be so excited. Gotcha. I'll bring like a buffet with me so that every pick that I pick, ooh, I can be like you with the candy. And then I can eat it while I talk about it.
There you go. Jen, so what would be your number one overall draft pick for appetizers? Would it be chicken wings?
You know, it probably would be, it would, I don't know if you'd have to be specific and say like, you know, buffalo wings or something, but yeah, for appetizers, okay, it would definitely be wings. Uh-huh.
Okay, there you go. This is Jen, you were on road trip snacks. How was that not a food? Well, she wants to come back.
I'm just saying, like, you know, just every time there's food involved, just keep me in mind. That's all.
There you go. Okay, nice. All right, next up, number seven, garage sales. Overrated or underrated? Fried green beans.
Underrated. Like if you dismiss yourself from the YouTube garage sale community, there's a lot of people who do not go to yard sales, like in the real world. There's a lot of resellers who don't even think to go to yard sales. And I feel like yard sales is where you can find the best items at the lowest prices. Plus, not many other options you have to haggle. You got options to haggle at a yard sale, a garage sale. Mm-hmm. And you have an option to ask, do you by chance have this or anything else that you're willing to part with? Or, hey, mm-hmm, here's my number. The next time you have a yard sale, like, hey, if you want to reach out to me, you know, I'd love it. What, you know, you have just a lot of options with the yard sales. And I think on YouTube, you know, we forget because we get kind of sucked in. But if you just kind of get rid of the YouTube videos, it's pretty underrated. Yard sales are pretty underrated.
Good call. Look at Firebendo over here coming in hot. Jaguars. Get out of here with those Jaguars.
Jaguars.
We're still salty. Titans fans are still salty over here.
Not as bad as the Chargers fans, though.
Oh, yeah. Got that right. Yeah. Yeah, that was rough. So, yeah. What's up, Firebendo? Good to see you. Glad you can stop by. Let's move on. Number eight, board games. Oh, sorry, Dustin.
Yep, board games.
In like the reselling aspect or just in anything?
Anything. No, that's does personal, Jen right? Multiverse play board games?
Underrated, yes. Yes, underrated. I love board games. Board games is like my family's entire, like any birthday, any holiday, any get together, there's some form of board game involved. There's some sort of trivia involved. There's like puzzle action. There's like the board game and the TV action. Yeah, all of my family, because my parents are divorced, so like all of my mom's side, all of my dad's side, all of the honey side, everybody loves board games, and we're very competitive. So board games are definitely underrated, because I feel like most families don't do that nowadays, like, especially, you know, younger families or people who are just, like, having kids and stuff like that. But it's a great bonding experience, and it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Underrated. Dustin,
love me a good board game.
Yeah. We usually just play Settlers of Catan. You play that one?
Yeah. I really like Risk.
Risk. Okay.
We never.
Yeah. It's a little bit longer, really, but if you like strategy games, or, like, you know, even video games, like different types of strategy games, it's a lot of fun. It's kind of like, you know, Command and Conquer, or, you know, something like that. I like
those video games. Yeah. For sure. All right. Next up, number 9, The Goodwill.
Overrated. Goodwill's overrated. I go to Goodwill, don't get me wrong. There's so many other places to source good stuff, and at way lower costs. I feel like Goodwill is overrated.
Okay, nice. TJ saying one of y'all creative guys need to make a reselling board game.
Yeah.
Dustin.
Catan.
Oh, that is true, because you're, like, trading resources back and forth. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
How could we do that?
We'll figure it out. We'll workshop it here, Dustin. We'll definitely get it going.
What would the theme be? Like, the board look like garage sale?
You guys are going to be busy.
Would it be like Monopoly style board game?
Ventures.
Yeah, that's a good call, Dustin. Like a Monopoly style board game?
Yeah.
We could do it. We could do it for sure.
Like the pieces.
But
could be like,
moving on here, number bag. 10.
10, trivia.
One's like a GoPro.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Dustin.
Trivia. Overrated, underrated. Last one.
Wait, really? Is that, like, did you just add that one in?
Trivia is underrated.
I'm like, well, I was talking about that a little bit earlier, but yeah, trivia is definitely underrated. I think one, it keeps you in the know. It's kind of like Jeopardy. It keeps you, like, kind of up to date, depending on, you know, what kind of trivia. But it also just keeps you smart, like that book smart that is just nice to know. And it helps you with conversation, because if you learn something in trivia games and then you end up meeting somebody out in the wild or coming up with something where you can, like, talk about it, it's just a nice, like, icebreaker and opener. But it's just fun. Yeah. I like trivia a lot. I play trivia a lot, just like with any random person or my family. I will do group texts with my family and ask them, like, a random trivia question, or, like, even the what ifs, even though that's not trivia, but it's like, would you like this, or, like, do you prefer Spider-Man or Wolverine, or who would win in a fight to the death kind of a thing? That's not really trivia, but that's side note, sidebar, anyway. But yes, underrated. Trivia's underrated.
Okay.
Love a good trivia.
Underrated,
game.
There we go. So you do, what's that, D?
I said love a good trivia game.
Yes, I agree. So, Jen, you said you did trivia on your Whatnot shows, right?
Yeah.
How often do you do that?
Every other Saturday. It's something fairly new that I started. I've only done 4 shows, but every other Saturday night, I do a trivia game on Whatnot. And, man, it's a lot of fun. Like, it's a way to unwind, detox, and also, like, build your community up and get to know people a little bit better and, like, meet new people every single time. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Okay, nice. So, Jen, would you say that you're good at trivia?
Depends on the category. If it's, like, Jeopardy style, probably not. If it's, like, involves history, I'm horrible. Oh my gosh. I'm embarrassingly bad at history. But if it's a category, you know, like Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter or Disney or, you know, stuff like that, I could be decently well.
Okay. Well, we're going to put your trivia test to the test, Jen. So here on This Week in Reselling podcast, we have 10 trivia questions for Jen. And we're going to see how many of these 10 trivia questions that you can answer. And the people in the chat, if you want to play along, do put your answers down in the chat after Jen answers her questions. So, Jen, number 1 trivia question. What is the shortcut for a copy function on most computers?
Control Alt C.
All right. Next question. I'm gonna tell you how many you got right at the end.
Okay.
So next question. Which Avenger is the only one who could calm the Hulk down?
Oh, Black Widow.
All right, next question. What does DC stand for in the comics?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I don't know.
All the above.
Don't know.
I don't know. Oh, my gosh, I don't know. I'm like, my mind
next
is like,
question, number four. Which country produces the most coffee in the world?
Guatemala.
Next question. Which bone are babies born without?
I'm going to take a guess and say a femur.
Okay. All right. Next question. What is the name of the largest river in the world?
The Nile.
Next question. By what name were the Egyptians kings/rulers known by?
Ask it again?
By what name were the Egyptian rulers known by?
Pharaohs.
All right, next question. Which country did AC/DC originate in?
Europe? That's a continent. Shoot. I don't freaking know. England.
All right. Next question, number nine. Which British girl group had a member named Mel B?
British girl group,
Mel B.
The Spice Girls.
Last question here. What animal is on the Levi's logo?
Oh, a horse.
All right.
Goat for the win. Horse.
There you go, Jen. So the trivia questions. So for the first one, what is the shortcut for copy? The right answer is Control C.
Oh, it's just Control. There's no alt. Dang it. Just Control C. All right.
The next and then you got the Avengers one correct. DC stands for Detective Comics.
Detective. Man, I should have known that because they have like a whole line of the Detective Comics.
There you
but
go.
I couldn't think of the D at all.
The country that produces the most coffee is Brazil.
Oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And babies are born without kneecaps.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Holy crap.
All right.
So when they crawl, it's easier for them to crawl.
Guessing that. Yeah, I consider, I was like, no, they have to have knees and elbows.
They definitely have to have a femur. So.
I thought maybe it was like one bone called something else.
Femur.
All right. The world's largest river is the Nile. Egyptians call them pharaohs. And the country where AC/DC originates is Australia. And the British girl group is the Spice Girls. And the horse is the animal on the logo.
Am I 5 for 10? 50%?
5 for 10. You're 50%.
All right, that's better than being, you know, at the bottom of the barrel. I'm right in the middle.
That's you did pretty good considering we just kind of threw that up on you. So thank you so much for answering. There you go. So thank you so much for answering those overrated, underrated questions and those trivia questions. That was fun, right?
Do I win something for 50%?
No, that's a failing grade. So you're gonna have to take the second grade once again. Jen.
Bummer.
Retake yeah, the second grade. I would
definitely not do well on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I'll say that.
Hey, some of those questions are pretty hard.
Yeah.
So, but we do want to get into our next segment of the show is none other than everyone's favorite segment is Dustin's Tip of the Week. Dustin, yes, it is. What is your tip of the week?
It's not reseller related.
Okay.
But it's if you plan on eating something that may be a little messy, like chicken wings.
Oh, my gosh.
Or maybe some chicken with mole sauce on it. Don't wear a white jacket or a white shirt or something. Might get a little messy. So bring one of these. This is a Tide stain to go pin. Ray could have used that last night.
He I made a mistake. And I wore my wife told me too. We went to this party. She told me, don't wear that white jacket because you're going to get stuff on it. Surely enough, when I went to go pick up my plate of food, instantly I spilt mole on it. Instantly. And it didn't come out. So.
Wife knows best. Yeah. Don't you know that, Ray? How do you not know that?
I know. I didn't want to admit it either. Yeah. So. Let's see. Jump Monkey says he wants to come back from trivia. We should do a whole trivia night. That should be fun.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
So, reseller That'd trivia night.
Thursday night.
All right.
Trivia night.
Ooh, there you go. Jen and D's tip of the week go together like peanut butter and ladies. What? Okay. So. That's
better than peanut butter and dogs, I guess. But
I guess so. But Dustin's tip of the week is brought to you by our friends over at stickerwise.com. If you guys need some stickers, use the code FLIPPERS and you're going to get 10% off. RIP to my jacket. I think it was ruined. Because you know mole, right, exactly. Jen? The mole yeah. sauce? Oh, man. Yeah. It was goner. It was on
that's,
my sleeve.
That's way worse than barbecue sauce, really.
Oh, it was worse.
Did you ever go get that one that got hidden for you?
No, I didn't go to Walmart today. I got to get it tomorrow.
It's still behind the diapers, I bet.
Yeah. My sister went back. I got it from Walmart. It's a sick jacket. Okay. And my sister was there this morning and she was like, hey, there's only a 2X left. I'm going to hide it behind these Mickey Mouse diapers so you can come pick it up later.
Oh, you should go get it.
Because it was a gun. Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll go and pick it up tomorrow. So, all right. So, Jen, moving on. We're over at an hour, so we're going to move this along so, you know, so you can get back to whatever Jen likes to do on a Sunday night. We're going to play, everyone, we're going to do a segment of the show called Skip or Flip. We're going to show you three different items that recently sold on eBay with no context whatsoever, just the pictures, and you're going to let us know if you see it at a garage sale, thrift store, state sale, or wherever you get your items from, Jen.
Okay.
You let us know if you're going to skip or flip, all right? Gino Fines is in the building. Good to see you.
Hey, Gino.
Cut the distress holes on the jacket. Dude, it like got it on my sleeve. It like dripped down the side of my... It was terrible. And I haven't even started drinking. That was the worst part.
You get all in your sleeve.
Oh, it was terrible. Terrible. All right, Jen. So we have here a toy. Looks like a plastic lizard. And here... You open up the toy. You have these little guys. You know, it's like a clamshell kind of plastic lizard. You open it up. It looks like there's some sort of cavern. And flip. These are the little flip. Instantly. How come?
Instantly flip. I'm flipping it.
Why is that? Give us your answer. Give us your why here.
One, those little like compact games like that, those little toys and stuff, I'm pretty sure that's like a vintage piece. It's super cool in a snake, lizard, reptile form, and people really love that kind of stuff. Plus, it's got all the stuff that it looks like came with it, all the inside. And so I feel like that would, if I saw that at a garage sale, if I saw that at Goodwill, wherever, I would definitely be picking it up as long as it was affordable.
Okay. What would you pay for this?
Without looking at comps. Like, I don't really pay much. Like, I would pay a solid $5, $6, $7. But if it was, like, priced at 10 or more, I would have to search comps. So, yeah, I would say my max would probably be $7.
$7. How much do you think it's worth?
Oh, shoot. In my mind, I would say, I think I could sell that little sucker for at least $20, but I would be hoping for like 30. So I'm
30?
gonna
Okay.
say I would hope it's worth 30, yeah.
Okay. And Dustin, we discussed this yesterday
Yep,
at
I can.
dinner over a white jacket full of mole sauce as I sat there in shame. But so we are Dustin can't answer these questions. So for the
Okay.
people that are in the chat, let us know. Would you skip? Would you flip? What would you do? What would you pay? Marie's saying she's flipping. Ellen is flipping. And we have our boy
Okay.
Thrifty saying Mighty Max slaps as a kid. So Thrifty already knew what it was right off the bat. And then Philly Flipper saying Mighty Max Lizard is a definite flip. And he's
Okay.
saying it's even worth triple digits.
I
What do you
didn't
think?
know it was Mighty Max at all. This lizard does not look familiar to me, so that's cool. That's good to know. It looks like maybe I made the right choice, but maybe still undervalued it. Who knows?
Okay. So this Mighty Max figure just recently sold on eBay for $120.
Shit.
So
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I would
even the little figures are worth money, but like
That's
we
cool.
knew that Polly Pocket is worth some money, and Dustin and I were like, well, is Mighty Max worth any money? We did some digging. Some are worth more than others, just like everything else, Jen. But this particular lizard with all his little compartments
Innards,
and
all his innards.
innards, $120. What do you think about
That's
that?
crazy. That's freaking crazy. So I would have been excited because I would have scooped it up, like at an estate sale. You know how sometimes you have to ask prices for certain things. And then I would say, how much is it? And if they said, oh, that's $20, I would instantly looked up comps or something. But if I just seen it at a yard sale and it had a price tag of five, most of the time at yard sales, I don't look up comps at all because stuff is so inexpensive. But if I saw that for $5, I would just take it without looking up comps. So it'd be nice. Like once I got home and researched them, I'd be super excited.
That's a great find for sure. Gino was saying skip, but then
Yeah.
he
Oh,
retracted and said, I meant to skip to the bank.
Gina.
So that's a good
That's how
save there, Gino.
it was an
I like
autocorrect
that.
on the phone.
Autocorrect. Yeah. That's Siri, man. Get you every time. So, all
Every
right,
time.
next up, skip or flip, Jen. Let me pull it up here. Ooh. We have here, this is a good one. Dustin made me aware of this yesterday, and I had no idea. We have here an iPod. Okay. I don't know what kind of generation it is.
I
iPod,
would
it's
flip.
30, you would flip. It's
I would
30
flip.
gigs. Looks like it's got preloaded music on here. We got Bill Monroe, Billy Myers, Billy Idol,
Billie Eilish.
Billy. Cranberries. So why you automatically said flip. I'm flipping. How come?
Well, any iPod, I would definitely flip since Apple doesn't make those anymore. And they are 100% like one of the go-to for workouts, for running, for easy. You just throw in your little pocket to your waistband and stuff like that. So yeah, but the fact that they don't make them anymore, that means that they're, in high demand because no iPod is being made anymore. And I feel like even that model right there, because it has like the non-touchscreen turn dial, it's got the actual where you push the buttons. I feel like that one would probably be even worth a little bit more.
Okay, so how much do you think it's worth?
That one I would say $100.
$100.
It might
How
be
much
like
would you
80,
be
but I'm
willing
gonna
to
go with
pay?
100. I would buy it like at a pawn shop. I do look for them sometimes. Like I would pay $20 for it.
$20. Okay, all right. So this little
Gonna be way
iPod
off.
just sold on eBay for $110 on bid. So you were right on the money.
Nice. Nice.
Right on the money. See, Jen, you know a little something, something.
Little bit, yeah,
A little
a little
something,
bit.
something.
I was a little bit better on that one than the last one, but at least my decisions so far have been good.
There you go. Oh, man, I did this wrong. Let me pull this up real quick. I copied the wrong thing here. All right, Jen. So, last one here on skip or flip. Let us know, would you skip or flip this item that recently sold on eBay. You play video games at all, Jen?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit? All right. Let's see. What would you think about this PS2 Futurama video game?
Most PS2 games, like, don't do well at all. Futurama, though, I know has a following. I don't know about that specific game offhand, but I would skip. But would naturally, skip? What I would do is I would actually skip on that. Because most video games, a lot of times, if I see them out at yard sales, they're like $5, and I would just skip. I wouldn't even, like, if a yard sale has a lot of them, I don't even look up individually if the price isn't right. So, yeah, I would skip on that one. But I don't know.
Just because it's like a PlayStation 2 game?
Because it's PlayStation 2, yes. Just because it's a PlayStation 2 game, I would skip. There's some. Okay. There's only a handful of games that I would recognize as being a little bit more valuable. Otherwise, I don't know enough about it. So.
Okay. Now, Marie is saying flip. Paul's saying flip. Alan is flipping. Flip. And David is saying that he's flipping, but he's not too sure. So, you're skipping.
Yeah.
So, but how much do you think that this is worth?
I mean, the fact that I skipped and what I see for a lot of PlayStation 2 games, I would say that it's worth like $7 or $8.
All right.
But I mean, I'm pretty sure based on the response of the crowd here that I'm like completely naive when it comes to this game. The Futurama, I know Futurama has a big following, but yeah, I would think like, no, it's probably only worth like $7, $8.
All right. So this PlayStation 2 game just sold on eBay for $180.
Wow. That's the most. See, if those three things were on a table at a yard sale, I would have left behind the most valuable of the three items. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Let's see. And look at this one. Wow. This one's complete in box, $279.
Wow.
Is that a new That's one that cool. sold for $610?
Brand new, wow. Sealed.
We're not one
so created. Besides the magical world of goat yoga, I have now also learned an extremely valuable game to flip. Now I will keep a little bit better eye out on those PlayStation 2 games.
Exactly. I know that the horror games do really good. PlayStation 2 games.
Resident Evil.
I feel like the horror games do really well in almost every system.
Yeah.
They were almost a little bit lower print too in some of the systems. Mm-hmm.
And we really wanted to highlight, Dustin and I really wanted to highlight this game because this is something that maybe Goodwill would pass and not look up and just put it on the shelf.
Yeah.
You know, you could possibly find it at a thrift store, at a pawn shop, at a garage sale, something that you wouldn't think would be worth money that could, you know, it's not like a Mario game or it's a kind of a rare, obscure title that's worth so much money. So, you know, we wanted to bring that, you know, show the people. So next time that you know, you're at the thrift and you see that Futurama game, even like Paul was saying, if it's just the disc, you know, it's worth a ton of money. So be on the lookout for that. TJ says, runs downstairs to see if I have that game. You probably do. So definitely late to the party, but what's up, Lilac? Good to see you. All right. So, Jen, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here, and thank you so much for your time. So we have one more question for Jen, a multiverse, and then we're going to let you go. For Jen, I know that you're a busy girl. You don't abide by the alarm rules like the rest of society, and you just kind of, you know, go by the beat of your own drum. What are some goals that you have for this year as a person, as a reseller, as an entrepreneur, besides, you know, starting your own goat yoga business? Let us know. What do you got going on?
My goals have totally changed now.
Yeah.
So my mom's, okay, I'm going to say something kind of like in the business scope and then something like in the non-business. Non-business, mm-hmm. My mom is turning 60 this year, but she's also paying off her house this year. That's awesome. She's also retiring from her job this year. So for her birthday, I really, my sister and I, we have a goal to really throw her like a fabulous like 60th birthday, a nice party, a theme celebration, and then take her away for the weekend and go, you know, have a nice vacation. Because I feel like not many people get to purchase their home and live in it the entire time to where they completely pay it off. And I think it's just like such a nice feeling, especially like for her, because you know, she was a single mom, she bought it all by herself and stuff. So that's a huge like just personal, you know, goal. Aside from that though, like my biggest business, and it's also personal, is a I want to buy a new vehicle. I want to buy a brand new vehicle. I want a bigger vehicle, still not super big, like not a truck, but I want to buy like an SUV to a mini SUV, something where I have a lot more space so that I can start picking up certain items or like larger quantity items or doing more, you know, like I do free pickups, porch pickups and stuff like that. So I can start accumulating a lot more. And then my vehicle, I purchased it in 2009 and it's completely paid off and everything. I've had it for a while. I also, you know, I have a truck and all that, but I want like a nice, easy on gas, brand spanking new, like whatever, you know, whatever's new, it's gonna be like a 2023. I don't care if the value is gonna drop and tank as soon as I purchase it. I just want like a brand new vehicle with 0 to 10 miles on it, kind of a thing.
That's
Because I feel
awesome.
like I've just been driving my vehicle for a long time, and you know, I've enjoyed no payments for a long time, that I finally want to get like just something nice and snazzy and extremely reliable and fancy looking.
What do you drive currently?
I have a Mitsubishi Lancer. That's my main vehicle. I bought it in 2009. It had 6 miles on it. It was absolutely lovely, and it's great. It's a great vehicle. I mean, this Mitsubishi has been amazing, except for like if it's not as easy to replace parts as like just a Chevy or just a Toyota would be. But it's done great, and it still drives like a champ. Like she's still doing great. But cosmetically, you know, there's little things like the tint starting to look weird. It's got like some hail spots, little dents here and there. And the paint is starting to fade a little bit at the top because I live in Texas in the sun. But you know, I'm like, I would keep it. I would definitely still keep it, but I want a new vehicle.
You should do it.
I
You
can use
should
it
do
as a
it.
tax write-off, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So
Is you can as long as it what you can even do it like if you get a truck or SUV, if it weighs over, I can't remember the pound, you can write it off 100%. Can't remember
really?
how.
Oh, I didn't know
It's I
that
can't
made a
remember what the
difference.
tax rule is called. That's why realtors and all that stuff, they drive SUVs because they can write it off 100%. I
I
can't
gotta
remember
look
what
into
it
that. That's
was. It's
cool.
got a I think it has to be a ton. I don't know. Or a pull, I
Oh.
don't know. I can't remember. It's not that heavy. I can't remember what it is. But that's awesome. I can't wait till you get a new car. That's
Yeah,
exciting.
it's gonna happen this year. It's gonna happen. Unless I die, it's gonna happen.
Well, I think now new cars are cheaper than used cars in some
I think
cases.
so, yeah. Yeah.
So are you looking for anything in particular besides, like you want like a certain thing? I know you said
I really like
SUV.
the Ford Broncos. I really like the
Yeah.
Ford Broncos a
Who
lot. I
doesn't,
think,
right?
I mean, my honey's got an original like 80 something year old Bronco, and those things are beasts, you know, but they're high on gas. They're super high on gas. So like the newer ones, they're definitely a lot better on gas. They're beautiful. They're like, even there's so many of the colors that I really like. I think there's one, I think it's called cactus or something. It's like the kind of muted green color, and I'm specifically in love with that color. But I don't
That's
know, it would kind of
awesome.
come down to what I drove and what I like, you know, felt and sat in, and you know, but
If
that's
you can
my
afford it,
personal.
do it 100%. YOLO, right?
Yes.
There you go. So that's what American Honey is saying. You deserve it, Jen. You work so hard. So
Thank
second
you.
that motion. So all right. So what about your business goals? You told us some personal stuff. Reselling
Yeah.
goals.
So for my business, like I set my margin goals like to, okay, last year I did this much. This year, you know, I want to increase like 15%. It's always like for me to kind of keep like moving up. I think that's fair. But I really, really want, this is why I keep Pokemon cards and stuff in the mix. because I really want to start doing, I want to get bigger in Pokemon on Whatnot. So it's specifically for Whatnot. Like, I want to really get into wholesale market of getting boxes so I can do lots of box breaks, because I have so much fun opening cards. I have so much fun. So I'm trying to work on getting into, and it's hard. It's hard for the Pokemon category. It's not as easy as like maybe some other wholesalers and stuff. So to become like a wholesaler, to get product from Pokemon and to be able to do breaks and stuff on Whatnot, that's like my biggest passionate goal, other than, you know, just increase my earnings 15% and, you know, keep doing kind of what I'm doing, increase volume a little bit, like all the standard stuff that's year to year. I think those are like necessary goals. But my fun, big, what I really would like to do is break into the wholesale card breaks for Pokemon on Whatnot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Man, that's fun. That's gonna be fun. Yeah. Like Thrift Beast is saying, ripping packs can be addictive for sure. Addictive for sure.
And if you don't sell them, it's extremely expensive. Right. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, it could be a tax write-off too, right? If you're using it for your YouTube channel or anything like that. So there
you go.
That's
true.
But we're not trying to give tax advice here on the show, guys. Just FYI. So, Jen, thank you so much for your time. We really do appreciate it. And thank you, everyone, listening to us on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. And do us a favor, guys, if you really enjoy this podcast, put down 5 stars, leave a comment on how much you enjoy the show, This Week in Reselling. And thank you so much, everyone in the chat, for rocking with us on a Sunday night with the playoff game going on. And we do really appreciate it. And anything else for the people, Jen?
No, stay cool. Stay, as my friend Sal Mercado would say, stay humble. I think sometimes we get lost in a little bit of competition and jealousy and stuff. So, you know, try to stay humble, stay kind, stay cool, you know, stay yourself. But also, Dustin, this is, you know, I never really met you. It's like a virtual meeting, right? So it's cool. It's cool to finally meet you. Ray, I met, you know, a couple weeks ago or so. So thank you guys for inviting me. This was a lot of fun. I have to admit, I was a little bit nervous at first because I'm like, I haven't really done like a reselling YouTube live with anybody for a long time. So thanks. It made me feel right at home.
Right at home. Yeah. So we aim to make people feel right at home. Right, Dustin?
Oh, yeah. That's the point.
I aim to feel people. Y'all aim to make people feel right at home.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Anything else, Dustin?
Don't wear white and stay goated.
Oh, my gosh.
Stay goated.
Stay goated. There you go. All right. So, my name is Ray.
My name's Dustin.
I'm Jen.
There you go. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. See y'all and God bless. Peace.
Bye.